Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 11 minutes after 8 a.m. is where we're at this morning. We're into the final hour of the show and we move along now to our next feature. Now, a muslah or a prayer mat, which we share, was the name of an exhibition held by UCT based on the honours thesis in curatorship by Alia Ahmed that looked at the symbolic significance of one of the most famous prayer mats found in almost every household. Now, I'm sure a while back you'd recall those images that had gone a little on the viral side, and you know, many South Africans, Muslim South Africans in particular, had reacted to it, saying, you know what, I recall my grandparents or my parents, aunts and uncles, you know, having prayer mats of that particular kind and style. And of course, it's still in our family. It's worn out, but we still use it. But of course, to tell us a bit more in terms of, you know, the curatorship and of course, the exhibition is Alia Ahmed, and she joins us online this morning. Alia, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Walaikum salam. Thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, tell us, how did this all come into being? You know, this whole rage around the musalla or the prayer mat, which we share.
Well, I'm honors in curatorship student at Michaelis, which is UCT's art campus. And because, I mean, I'm an honors student, I had to produce a thesis. Okay. And in just kind of academia and in different faculties, so for example, history, anthropology, there's been a focus on object studies as a way to tell narratives or allow narratives to come to the forefront that expose, you know, personal histories or kind of other political issues or social ones or cultural stories. So it was purely just an object study, and I was thinking of an object that really had a lot of meaning to me. And then I happened upon a memory, or I'd happened upon this prayer mat after having a memory of myself praying on this exact prayer mat when I was in matric, which is about 5 years ago, at my friend's house. And I remember just looking to her and being like, wow, I have this exact one. And that was it. Then 5 years later, I'm in my bed and this memory pops into mind. So I thought, what are the odds that she has the same one? You know, how many people would have the same musalla? So I extended the search, or kind of the call out, to people, and I asked them, you know, what are your memories of this prayer mat, or who recognizes or who has the same prayer mat? And because, you know, I posted it on Facebook, Instagram, and my friend had posted it on Twitter for me, I obviously was just reaching a very kind of small community of friends. But then it was through the resharing that then Voice of the Cape had picked up on it, and then they had shared it on their Facebook and Instagram page. And then I think from that point, it really just spiraled out of control, because it meant that it had really reached the broader Muslim community, not only in Cape Town, but Cape Townians, South Africans who have been living abroad, who are, yes, I know, I'm in Doha and I'm using this, I've taken it with me. So it really kind of, it literally just spiraled out of control overnight. I'd woken up to over 100 comments, over 100 shares, and people I did not even know were now commenting on it.
Now, Alia, how did the reaction, you know, assist in your research and in putting together this?
Well, actually, it completed my thesis. So my thesis was then about how objects, you know, don't have a single or any sort of linear narrative. Because what I had found that through the different memories that I collected over the year was that there were some stories that were very deeply personal, that dealt with, you know, personal memories and personal histories. And because the nature of the musalla is a time and a space where you are vulnerable in front of your creator, in front of Allah, there's an aspect of you that you almost just allow to, you know, come out. And because of that, the memories were very, very deep. But then there were also memories that were somewhat mundane, you know, where it was childhood memories, it was fantasy, it was, you know, there was some sort of myths that were created around the musalla. And then there were also ones that kind of showed the cultural aspects of just living in Cape Town, for example. And then there were also people that did not care. They were like, I have this musalla, in my house. You can take it. You can. I can donate it to you.
Yeah.
I don't really use it. Mm. So I loved how it really just did transcend these different or these ideas that we have that this prayer mat will always be a significant one, which it is. But then I love the fact that some were just like, it's in my cupboard. I don't use it.
Now, of course, you know, how did the UCT community, you know, receive your thesis, especially your school, your professors, those that worked with you and around you? How was this received? Because, you know, your object you're speaking about comes from a religious point as well, and that being Islam. So, you know, how was that received?
So, I mean, that was one of my main anxieties about this project, because like you just said, you know, it's something that pertains to the Muslim community.
Yeah.
So what a good curator does is create a exhibition that when someone that is not from that culture, religion, or community, when they come into that exhibition, they can still take something from it. So last night when I had the opening, there were quite a few people who were just, you know, in the area or had come to see my classmates' exhibitions, and obviously they were non-Muslims, and they had come in and they said, you know, because there was an audio clip with each narrative, they felt the depth of the story. They felt that there was a waiting kind of narrative, and that you were really, someone was allowing you to enter their heart, into their mind. So I felt, because that is a very universal, you know, trait that we all have, I really think that through the different narratives that were, you know, on the musallas, that we were able to really express and explore aspects of just what our human essential humanness is, which is spirituality, imagination, emotions, senses, and memories. And I think that in itself transcends any kind of religious barriers that we put on it, because I think it really is something that was so resonant to so many at UCT, and also then just friends of UCT, I guess. But I really did have wonderful professors who had guided me, because I think they also saw that they had recognized that this project is something that does speak to broader aspects of spirituality, or of yourself, your character. So I had no problem in that sense. And then again, the evidence was that people came to me who were not Muslim and said, you know, wow, I've really been moved by this person's story, or I was really touched by how many people were even just able to open up and share their stories to absolute strangers.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, in terms of the exhibition, you know, who is it open to and how can one view it?
So, because it is an exam exhibition, the opening was last night, and then I get examined in about half an hour by my supervisors, professors, and external moderator, and then I have to take it down by 2 o'clock today. So the plan is, there is a digital archive, which I have shared. There was a QR code in the space, so people were able to access a website that I'd created that has all the memories that anyone had shared with me over this past year on this digital archive, so that this exhibition or this research project has a life beyond the actual material exhibition. And someone had asked me, you know, what are my future plans with this? And I think it would be to maybe try and get a gallery or a space to, you know, will allow me to exhibit for a bit of a longer period, or do a documentary where I interview more people, maybe people from abroad as well. So unfortunately, no one can see the exhibition after today.
Okay. Just in terms of, you know, would it be videoed? Would you have it up on social media, that kind of thing, Alia?
Yes. So last night there were quite a few people that were taking some videos and images. I also have some images of my own, which I'll be uploading to my personal Instagram and Facebook. And if people would like to see that, they can just follow me. My name is Alia Ahmed, and that's my Instagram handle. You can find me on Facebook. And the exhibition is called The Prayer Mat We Share. So, if you want to look at it, you can also check it out there. And like I said, the website, which I'll also make available on Instagram and Facebook, where people can actually engage by commenting on the exhibition or the website. And then they can also comment on the website platform if they have the same prayer mat.
Absolutely awesome. Well, Alia, we'll keep our fingers crossed for your grading in a few minutes' time and wish
you
all
so much
the best. And thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
And that was Alia Ahmed speaking to us this morning.